Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. The Jaguars have just landed at Detroit Metro Airport, and made the short bus ride over to the West in here, shortest bus ride in franchise history. Not a bad deal.
Why do we have to have a police escort for that?
I don't know why they just didn't pull the plane right up over here. It would have been nice to just walk right off and run to the hotel. But let's get to the story as it was a week ago in Chicago. It comes back to the quarterbacks. What would a strong performance for Blake Bortles mean tomorrow night?
Well, I think it's going to go towards proving to his teammates that eventually he's going to be the guy. I don't think it's going to change anything on opening day, but I'm excited about watching it because Blake Bortles is going to face a defense much differently than he faced in the first two preseason games. The first two, very vanilla, a lot of cover two. This week he's going to see a defense that plays a lot of single high, plays four deep, and also plays man and will bring the blitz.
Now, it's hard to say who will actually be on the field. I mean, Ndamukong Suh might be long done by that point, but he will face the first team. And earlier this week, Gus Bradley talked about just how the few snaps in practice showed him how the speed is different.
Well, it is different when you start facing the ones, but it also gets different once you leave the preseason and go to the regular season. So if you think you got it, which Gus always talks about being the three most dangerous words, you really don't in the preseason.
You said you don't think anything will change for him for opening day. Don't think there's any way he wins the job with two more strong performances?
No, I don't think so. I think this is Chad's football team, and unless Chad gets hurt or Chad falters or at some point in the season, there's just not a lot of production offensively. I think it's going to stay Chad.
How much of an impact do you expect from Cecil Shorts and Dakota Watson, two guys who have been missing for some time with injuries?
I don't expect a whole lot, but I'm excited to see them out there. Cecil, I'm not really worried about him because you know what you've got in Cecil. You just want to get him start to get the reps to get ready for the regular season. Now, Dakota Watson, I was telling you way back in free agency when he was signed that this may be the one signing that really nobody's talking about that may be the best one. Now, I don't know how good he's going to be coming back from the surgery. I guess he had some type of sports hernia surgery. But I do know this. What I watched on film last year when he played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this guy's going to be a difference maker.
How good is Leroy Reynolds? How good is he playing right now in particular? Because Gus said it was not a shoo-in that Watson would earn the starting job.
No, it's not, and that's the beautiful thing about making that statement is it creates more competition. I think that ultimately Leroy Reynolds' perfect position is probably as a backup role, a special teams player, and playing the Will and the Mike position. I think that's where he's more suited. The auto's a little bit different the way that they create it. Dakota's a little bit more of a pass rusher, a little longer, and he's got great speed.
All right, I watched this week as Mike Brewster started taking second-team snaps on the practice field, and I said, well, boy, it sure doesn't look very good for him. So how do you judge the center position right now? How do you handicap it as we go into preseason game three?
I'll echo your comments. It doesn't look good for him. I mean, you know, he had two games where he started. He faltered in the first game with two bad snaps. He had a false start in the last game, got beat for a sack in the second game also. I think Jock McClendon's going to be starting this ball game. Who goes in after that? It's going to be interesting. A big question mark is what is Luke Bowenko's health? If he's healthy, he played exceptionally well last week for a rookie. Now, this game's a lot different. You've got Nick Fairley, who wants to win his starting job back from former Jaguar C.J. Mosley, and a guy by the name of Sue.
A man named Sue. Obviously, that's a position that we'll keep following. Jeff, thanks so much. On the Road, brought to you by ProTrans. Stay tuned to Jaguars.com for all the coverage of tomorrow night's game against the Lions.